I am Kino Cummings. You're listening to Today, and you're tuned into 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. If there's anything else in your mind, anything you'd like to talk about, let me know. But let's first touch base with Nazim Abdulrahman, who is with Santaco in the Western Cape. Remember, Minister Razmataz nationally said he sort of gave in and said, listen, 100%, as long as people are all covered, you're allowed to fill up your taxis. He's now revised that and said, well, 70% full is what your taxis should be. Why was this discussion even being had? Well, I think rightfully so. The taxis were saying, how am I supposed to make money as a business driving out petrol with five people in my taxi? And those discussions were had, and this compromise was obviously made. So Nazim Abdulrahman, Santaco, Western Cape, good to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Are you happy with the 70% as pronounced by the minister?
Look, we are not happy, but for the sake of spreading the virus even further, we will concede to the minister's calling, because I think we all need to play a role in this thing. I don't think the government sprayed us with this coronavirus.
Sure.
This was inherited, and we all need to work together as the community of the Republic of South Africa to curb this coronavirus.
Yeah, and I'm happy that you're taking that particular attitude. But it's essentially, I mean, you also run businesses. You transport millions of people across this country on a daily basis. But you also need customers at the end of the day. And if people start dying in numbers as a result of COVID-19, it's in nobody's best interest. Now, Nazim, someone called in and said that the minister said there are specific masks that your passengers should wear. Is that correct?
100%. The minister is looking. They already contacted our offices in the provinces of Santaco, where they want to, they ask for delivery address. I think they're busy procuring, and maybe it is procured by now, or maybe it's in transit by now, so that we can start wearing those masks and even coerce our passengers to wear them. Look, I think what to place on record that we all need to play a role in the curbing of this virus. And you know, you said it right. We transport over 18 million people every day. We are the largest contributor to serve the needs of public every day. And we're doing this without a subsidy. I think the outcry for us now, there is a concern registered, and the minister is looking at that concession, you know, for the minibus taxi industry, because at the moment we are subsidizing driving with empty seats, which is a cost factor for the minibus taxi industry. Mm. But I think it's not the time now to fight it, to talk about peacefully in the boardrooms, but rather than take it to the streets, because our concern must be taken into account. Golden Arrow gets about 80 million maybe per month, or over a billion rand per annum. We do not enjoy that subsidy. And I think it's high time that we need to take into account the NCCC recommendations, so that the taxi industry can be at the forefront. They can offer you chicken or beef when you get into the taxi. They can even send the trolley around, you know, if we get that subsidy.
Yeah, listen. I have no problem with that. I think it makes sense to subsidize the taxi industry. But a lot of my listeners will be listening to this, some of them rolling their eyes back going, yeah, that's fine. But then the taxi industry needs to stick within the realm of the law. And they can't, you know, do the lawless behave or behave in a lawless manner as some do on a daily basis.
Yes, you must understand the dynamics around the taxi industry. Mm. The taxi industry was started back in the days catering for the poorest of the poor. There was not enough catering for our people coming from the dusty towns. And that was a black business, 100% black business, designed for the needs to cater for the government never really looked into the needs of the people coming from the townships, you know.
Yes.
In view of all that, not enough energy and resources has been put into the taxi industry to formalize them and to make them become self-sustainable, and giving them the necessary skills and the necessary support for them to at least become like corporate entities, you know. So if government needs to step up the game, what is recommended in the NCCC recommendations, I'm sure we'll be able. The minister alluded to the fact, Mbalula, that he's planning this Indaba. The Indaba will give new clear marching orders where the industry should be at, you know. So the industry needs to be at buses. We've been to Bogota. We studied the MyCity concept. We brought it over to South Africa. And that is where we are. We want to formalize the industry where we don't have in all those minibuses on the road. We have a formalized company operating on that route where those guys are shareholders.
Almost like Kidridge and those companies dealing with the MyCity.
100%.
Okay. So, okay, brilliant. Nazim, time has run out, but thank you for your time. And you guys do play an important role, and I'm happy to hear that you're looking at professionalizing.